Welcome everybody to number 946, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of Bracha Shenitzricha, learning the Halachos Bracha Levatala, Bracha Shenitzricha, some of the Halachos anyways. I came across a few interesting questions, just to be aware of. It's not so much Negei Lamaisa, but interesting questions in reference to, we said if somebody makes a bracha that they're not allowed to make, like a bracha shenisricha, right? The bracha levatala. So you're not allowed to, not just they're not allowed to make it, but you're not allowed to answer amen. Even though you'll say, what do you mean? I heard a shvach, I heard praise to Hashem. It doesn't make a difference. You don't, if somebody makes a real bracha levatala, real bracha shenisricha, so you don't answer amen. So the Dirshu in Ois 13, in our Simen, as well as our Simen Reish Tetzvav, brings down some interesting questions. First of all, we spoke about in reference to if somebody is davening loud. Somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei loud. So we said in general, so in other words, I hear the guy making the brachas. Should I be saying Amen? Not saying Amen, but he's not supposed to be davening loud, right? So some want to say, what do you mean? He's going Keneged Halacha, so how could you say Amen? It's really, he's not doing the right thing. So we saw the best thing to do in those cases is to, if possible, to move away as much as possible so that you don't hear it, so you don't come into a suffix. Others want to say possibly within Dalet Amos, it's not really an Isser. Okay, but be it as it may, bottom line is we saw one should try and move away, but he brings in Ois 13, the Dirshu, that from a Rav Eliashiv, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, Rav Eliashiv said that if, actually from the Shevet HaLevi, who brings from the Das of Rabbi Eliashiv. So he says, what about if somebody's davening a little bit louder, not too much louder, but a little bit louder to teach their son how to daven? Okay, he'll say, well, you're teaching him the wrong thing. You're teaching his son to daven loud. No, he's trying to train in his son to daven while he's davening. Something along those lines. So the question is, should I be answering amen if I hear such a case like that, right? The guy's really doing it for a reason, to teach his son. So he brings from Rav Eliashiv, interesting that if the person that's davening a little drop louder in conjunction with teaching his child, right, and it's not really disturbing anybody, it's not that loud, it's just if you're close by, you hear it. He said it's hard to say the person's really doing a real Isser by raising his voice. People don't really hear it. It's not disrupting anybody, and he's doing it to train his child. So he said, in such a case, he wants to say, again from Rav Eliashiv, in that case, one would be allowed to answer Amen. So it's an interesting case that could come up. He brings another case, which is actually a machlokes. What about if somebody makes hamotzi, but they didn't wash netilas yadayim? They didn't wash. How could you eat bread without washing? Okay, whatever the case is, possibly the person's learning or the person, whatever, they don't wash netilas yadayim, or they just made hamotzi, and so you're not allowed to do that. You can't eat. Right, the person takes bread. It's not a question whereby I gave him bread. There's a whole shaylah nalacha. Am I allowed to give somebody else bread? They won't wash. That's not the question. The guy has his own sandwich. He pulls out a sandwich and he starts eating, right? And he doesn't go wash. Well, he's not washing until sedan, but he makes hamotzi. So should I say a bracha? Should I say amen to his hamotzi? He did something he's not allowed to. Good, he made hamotzi, but he did it without washing. So it's a machloikas. He brings down the dirshu again. All the dirshu in Ois 13. Vadim shloim notal es yadav vavarch. He brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zech Tzadik Levracha, and Shas Shuvus Leiv Chaim, Avosha Mutal Lanis Amenachrav. They want to say Taka could be that you could answer. You would be allowed to answer. Why? You would be allowed to answer Amen. We're talking about just Amen. Kevish Pas Pachas Mekazayis is Peturim Meditila. Right? If let's say the person eats less than a Kazayis, so then you don't have to wash altogether. So there is a case scenario. Very interesting question. That's why I wanted to just talk about it. How we work. We try, and if we come across something, let's say in the Dirshu here and there, even though it's not exactly in the Inyan, like we're in the middle of Bracha Sheinitzricha, but I try and, before we forget about it, you know, go through those few different shailas that come up. So it's a very interesting question in our sugya of saying Amen. So he says that, so some want to say, like we said, that since there's a, he could eat less than a kazayas. He doesn't have to wash for less than a kazayas, right? For less than a kazayas. Well, you wash without a bracha, whatever the case might be. So he says, Shemutalanis amanach rev shekemish pas pochis mekazayas is patur minatila. Officially, it's potter from minatila. You still wash without a bracha. Then in patura mi bracha samaitzi. Okay, so then he says, "V'nimtza shebracha hamoytzi nehameres gam al achila mu'etes." So, you know, he's eating a small amount. So, what's wrong with that? So he's really potter from Matil Sedaim. But then he says, so that he wanted to bring in the Halicha Shlema, but then he brings, I guess, in a different area where Shlema Zalman said, no, She'ein Zebar, it's not so clear to say that. Why? Since this guy has a sandwich, he has a mind to eat more, right? And it's also, Kevar Mitchila Lechel Lulay Matil Sedaim. Good. If he eats less than a kazayis, maybe he could say amen to his bracha of hamoitzi, because it's less than a kazayis, it's potter from the til sedaim. But the guy is a sandwich. We can see from the beginning that he's the guy lechel oid harbe. He wants to eat. He's eating a full sandwich, so he's doing something he's not allowed to. He's making a hamoitzi without washing, and making it without washing the til sedaim, right? So he's not allowed to do that. So how could he make a hamoitzi? So he says osik var metchilu lechel. So it could be that you're not allowed to say amen to such a bracha. So whatever, we're not going, you know, halacha l'maisa so much, but it was just an interesting question, two different ways of looking at it. You know, what I would say in such a case, if somebody sees somebody doing that, whatever, if you're able to tell them, you tell them, but it depends, not everybody you could tell, right, as we know. But if you see somebody doing that, possibly maybe not to listen to their bracha, because it's running into not so poshut that you're allowed to say amen on that bracha. And just one other quick case. So there's such a case like that, like Badish Manasseh, we say try and move away where you won't hear the person, or not to look at him, where you won't hear him say it. If you could tell him, you know, tell him that what he has to do. So now the last case he brings down, if Rachmanel, it's something that should never happen, somebody's an oinein, right? And an oinein, as we know, is basically what that is. Till Rachmanos on somebody's nifter, and so obviously the children, the relatives, whatever the case is, brother, sister, these immediate relatives, right? Till the burial of the person, there's no mitzvahs, because they have to be oisik with the mess, with the nifter. So you're not, they don't say any brachas. But let's say they make a bracha. Am I allowed to say amen? I see somebody who's Rachmanos on an oinein, and they make a bracha. Should I say amen? Vashem meya. He says, again, in all ice number 13, the Dershum Reish Tezvav, Vashemei Baruch HaMa'oinin Shepotur Milavarech, he brings from Tosfos, Shein Lanos Amen Achrav, that you don't answer Amen, Shein Lanos Achrav Amen, and he brings Ve'viyam, Agam Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Halacha L'maisa, that's how we do, if you see Oinin making a bracha when they're not supposed to, so not to answer Amen. So that's an important point to keep in mind, because L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa, they're not allowed to make a bracha when they eat something, right, till they're finished being an Oinin, which is when the body's buried, and so on. So that's what he brings. She'ein Lanes Achrav Amen, it's Taisvis, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we go with that Taisvis, not to answer Amen, if you hear and not to answer Amen if on an oinein, somebody who's in such a state before they bury Rachmanos on father, mother, brother, sister, right? A wife, husband, till they're buried and they make a bracha, then one is not allowed to answer Amen to that bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tuv.